All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the New York Jets have made it official, as Joe Douglas is now the 16th general manager in franchise history. Now, Douglas replaces Mike Maccagnan, who was surprisingly fired last month. Douglas has no previous experience as an NFL GM, and he spent the majority of his NFL career as a scout with the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, this has been the new and ridiculous trend in the NFL, where the coach has a say in who the new general manager will be. And you go back to the disastrous firing that the Jets had of Mike Maccagnan well after the draft. You know, you have a situation where both Maccagnan and Adam Gase, the current Jets head coach, were reporting to owner Chris Johnson separately. And it's a situation where Gase was not a fan of the team signing Le'Veon Bell in the offseason. And basically, the owner took the side of the head coach as opposed to the GM. I could understand that if Adam Gase had some cachet behind him, but you're talking about a guy that is 23-25 record-wise as a head coach in the NFL. That's what he did in four seasons as a head coach of the Miami Dolphins. And honestly, he got that job due to the fact that he was an offensive assistant with the Denver Broncos during the time that Peyton Manning was the quarterback, because Peyton Manning really made him look good as far as what he was doing. I don't think anything good can come from this, because you look at the timeline where Joe Douglas is taking over this job. We're talking about June. Training camp is set to begin next month. And you look at a Jets team, they've lost at least 11 games in each of the last three seasons. So they need to have their talent really evaluated. And now you're asking this guy to be the GM and come in and evaluate talent. And honestly, I'll tell anybody out there, 2019 for the Jets is going to be a wash before it even starts. There's no good that can come from this. You have a head coach who doesn't want the star running back in Le'Veon Bell. Adam Gase was also brought in to work with and continue to improve quarterback Sam Darnold. Now you have a situation where who's in charge? We don't know. Chris Johnson is sitting in for, you know, his brother Woody Johnson, who is an ambassador overseas right now for the United States government. You have Adam Gase, who I don't believe in as a head coach. You have a general manager who has no previous experience, and you have a second-year quarterback that needs to grow. This is not a good environment to grow if you are Sam Darnold, and I have bad news for everybody. The 2019 NFL season ain't going to be good for the New York Jets. This is just a bonehead move made by a bonehead franchise. And when you look at this move alone, there's a reason why the Jets have only had two winning seasons this decade. And there is a reason why the Jets have not won a division title since 2002. And there is a big reason why this team has not won a Super Bowl since 1968. This franchise, plain and simply, does not get it. And I can say this was the worst move in Jets franchise history, but they've had worse moves than this. And I guarantee you, sooner rather than later, they're going to make another dumb move bigger than this one right here. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.